the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Hello, Dr. Maria.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you too.
Now,
a little bit later, sorry.
We've been discussing your recent reviews, and it's been two positive reviews in a row.
I know, it's very disturbing, isn't it?
What's the good money on today, Rob? What do you think?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? On the fence? That's a dollar each way? Or?
50, oh, no, I'll go each way. She'll like it.
Okay. Good luck. Good luck with that, Rob.
The bookkeepers will be beside themselves at this point, I'm sure. We're actually watching a blue movie this morning.
Bahuga! Do you want me to change it? Blue movies.
And this particular blue...
Stag movies.
This blue movie is actually set in the ocean.
It's
an Australian film. There are so many films called Blue or with Blue in the title, aren't there?
Yeah.
However,
it's a good nickname, often used in Australia as well. Can I
say that? That's true.
Actually, no, way too many people call Blue, by the way. Hi, Blue, if you're listening, morning, Blue.
Covers the bases.
Yeah. See, that's quite actually, when you're economic.
It's efficient. It means it's very inclusive too, no one gets offended. All the blues.
To the blues.
But this is actually.
Go, you bugger.
What? This particular film is by Karina Holden, and she's an Australian, and it's actually a documentary. It's about the ocean and how messed up we are about the way that we treat the ocean. One of the reviews in Australian Geographic said the biggest threat is human mentality to the ocean.
Yeah, to most things, actually, isn't it? Surely,
isn't it? Very much so.
We are the most intelligent of all the species. Give us the respect we deserve.
/ we're a parasite.
If I can't find someone to sleep tonight undercover, I'm going to die. If you don't feed me, I'm going to die. That's humans. Humans.
Humans.
Working hard, eh?
Humans.
Working hard to get through.
Working hard to destroy the planet at a great pace.
Hey, but you know what? We've got to figure out a way to sort of see a light at the end of the tunnel. And does this DVD help us do that, Doctor?
You know, one of the things that this DVD says, and, it gives all kinds of statistics. We see extraordinary footage from divers, and we see all kinds of mammals just falling to the ocean floor, trapped in nets with their fins cut off.
See, that sounds great.
I know it does, but it's weirdly beautiful. It's all very blue, of course. But one of the pieces
must
of hope
really hard. Must be really hard filming pieces like that as well. You know, like I know it's really important too, but it's
it's like people who go out and shoot, animal welfare videos in the middle of the night and chicken coops and things like that. Yeah,
done
horrible. But really important. But yeah, how do you actually film it and not step in? Always one of the questions around documentary making, I suppose.
We did it when we were making my TV show years ago. We went and did that. We broke into a chicken farm. It was an animal activists, and there's like 25,000 chickens there. And admirable from them, they rescued three.
Yeah.
But that's three. That's still three. Less than, from that massive, big, ugly, weird, demented flock.
Yeah.
Still, it's three, you know.
Can we steal that idea though? Ugly, weird, demented flock, and apply it to humans, because that's what we're being at the moment.
Look, let's play a little bit off the trailer, and
let's do that.
Let's just get a head around that for a second. All right, I'm sure this is going to be just as cheery. Because it's the radio, I'll talk you through any good bits.
No matter where you live on our planet, you're connected to the sea. In my lifetime, half of all marine life
Handsome man, isn't
has disappeared. This is a hidden crisis falling on silent shores.
Oh, there we go. There's one of those shots. Yeah, ooh. Amazing photography, though.
Incredible photography, isn't it?
One, two, three, go!
The marine world that I knew 40, 50 years ago, no young person today will ever see it. The Barrier Reef has changed dramatically over the years.
They're now one of the most threatened animals on Earth.
There it goes. The ocean has done so much for us.
How's that statistic?
Now is an opportunity to do something meaningful for the ocean.
By 2050, there'll be more plastic in the ocean than fish.
To offer it our protection.
Pretty cool. And like I say, amazing photography, like Blue Planet photography, you know, to that level, isn't it?
Yeah, apparently it was filmed all around Australia, Indonesia, the Philippines, USA. You know, it's snippets from different parts of the ocean, but it's the same message going through. However, in relation to what you were saying before, Mikey, you know, rescuing three chickens, actually, one of the messages in this film is that one person can make a difference. And we've seen that throughout, you know, all of, you know, the past. You know, Hitler made a pretty big difference. Princess Diana made a pretty big difference.
True.
Gandhi made a pretty big difference. All, you know,
Taika Waititi made a big difference.
There we go.
You
know, yeah, sure.
Keeping it in cinema.
And one of the messages is that we're actually all potentially the person who's going to stand up and actually like create some sort of like change.
That is something that is quite inspiring about humans. Is that sometimes just with a little bit of focus and effort, we really can make some phenomenal changes in the way that we do our things, you know, and the mistakes we've made in the past. In other respects, not, but, I mean, but you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we absolutely all have a choice individually as to with, you know, which way we go. I mean, that sounds terribly moralistic, and I don't mean it to, but we can actually, we can put, you know, like really positive energy out. Or we can
I'm so
really
cool, I don't
really
have any
energy.
Morals. Of course, you can be moralistic. You're supposed to be moralistic. Yeah, you're supposed to care about everyone, you know?
If one of us
Excuse
isn't
me for caring. Yeah.
Able to, like, rally the rest of us and save us, we've actually got, like, very limited time here as a species.
You know what, to put it in an ocean example, give an ocean example, Sea Shepherd.
Yeah.
Like how much great work they've done down there just by haranguing those ridiculous Japanese factory ships, you know. And, you know, that's just one couple of really sort of dogged campaigners who really just thought, no, we'll just keep doing this, you know, no matter what anyone says.
And there's a space for, you know, that really radical activism that Sea Shepherd encompasses, but there is also, you know, a space for everybody to, like, take a different tactic. And the more that everybody comes from a different point of view and attacks the same thing in order to create change, the better.
How's your plastic bags?
Why are we still using them? It's 2018. Exactly. We don't need to. There have been options for alternatives since the 1960s.
Maria, what's the name of the movie?
The name of the movie is Blue. It's an Australian film. If you Google it, choose to Google Blue, the Australian film, Ocean, something like that.
No, Google Blue 2017 to get
there
the
we go.
One,
yeah, it is from 2017. And, watch it, get passionate.
And it's obviously made
it.
It's obviously made quite an impression on you.
It has, and you know, yeah, you know, this is a crisis.
Could you put your new sunglasses you've got on there on? Those are ocean-going sunglasses. Look at those, with a blue tint as well, I might add. Brand new sunglasses with a blue tint. Well, I would say that has made quite an impression on you, and we've got a copy to give away as well, don't we?
We sure do.
We'd like to give it away to someone who can tell me what is the loudest animal on Earth at the moment that makes the loudest noise on Earth. Don't point at me. 309-3879. Thank you.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.